After a long discussion at their June 17th meeting, council ultimately voted to rename Indian Road. Indian Road runs through a residential community located in Strathcona Park with approximately 62 households. The motion claims the name is in violation of the Civic Addressing and Road Naming Bylaw, which prohibits names that are discriminatory, offensive, or derogatory. The motion was put forward by Councillor Gregory Ridge, prompted by a request from Indian Road resident Daniel Shipp. Shipp, who has lived on the street for nearly a decade, addressed council before their discussion.
In my opinion, the street name is not only outdated, it's offensive and derogatory. Due to its complex and often paternalistic colonial history, it's very much out of step with our municipal street naming policy.
Brandon Miracle, executive director of Kingston Native Center and Language Nest, an organization that was consulted by Councillor Ridge, also spoke before council.
Anything that exists in culture and society is something that we interact with, whether Indigenous or not. I think, like I mentioned previous, Indian is a complicated one. And when you see that on a road sign, you're met with your entire context as you go into that. That could be that it's a legal term. That could be that you're excited because you use that that term as a reclaimed word within community. Or, like I said, it could be a term of pain. Representing a community within Kingston from the Kingston Native Center and Language Nest, all those perspectives are seen. And so it's hard to... What I'm really excited about is the consultation process.
Councillor Ridge introduced the motion, leading with the results of his discussions with several local Indigenous organizations and Indian Road residents, and clarifying the intention of the change.
There are differing opinions on this matter, but the overwhelming majority of those who I had the honor of listening to were in favor and in support of this change. We must also be careful to continue listening and to continue to be supportive as we move forward. Finally, I want to mention something. This motion is not the result of liberal guilt, nor is it the result of wokeness. This motion is not intended to open a larger debate about naming public spaces, but instead to point to a singular matter that requires addressing. To the people who are concerned that we're trying to change history, we can't. Nobody can change history. But we can and must try to make today and tomorrow better for everybody in our community.
Strathcona Councillor Jeff McLaren, however, represented a different perspective. McLaren argued that the people who developed the area decades ago chose the name to recognize the contributions of Indigenous people in Canada, pointing to several other streets in the neighborhood referencing Indigenous history and culture, including Arrowhead Place and Mohawk Place. He also argued that the city has not done enough consultation on the matter and should take a step back before deciding if the name should be changed. At the start of the meeting, he presented a petition started by a resident against changing the name, which garnered 40 signatures from residents of the street. McLaren suggested 3 amendments to the motion.
So, this motion is before us now, even though I had hoped it would not be. And it is possible to make this supportable. There just are a few small changes that need to be made, I think, that would be more respectful and more in line with true reconciliation.
The first 2 amendments, which passed unanimously, were to consult a list of local Indigenous groups and First Nations with a connection to the area on the matter, and to ensure that the history behind Indian Road be preserved and commemorated in some way. However, his 3rd amendment, suggesting they step back to consult further on whether the name should be changed at all, sparked more debate.
We cannot presume to know the answer to consultations before we do the consultation. This motion, as written, presumes that we're going to change the name because certain people that we've talked to already have said so. Perhaps the frame was correct, perhaps the frame was wrong. I don't know. But the consultation needs to be wide and far apart. If it comes back, having done that, that the majority want this changed, I will support that. But I support that theory that nothing about us without us should be first and primary. This is actually, in fact, how you build trust.
Councillor Connie Glenn supported the amendment.
Councillor Ridge has gone and talked to some people. Councillor McLaren has gone and talked to some people. I've heard some things. You've heard some things. So as we make this kind of a decision, because of the cultural impact, because of the sensitivity around it, I think maybe taking a step back to allow people to say, do we really consider this word this way? I'm hearing mixed things. So let's do a fulsome consultation and get it right.
Councillor Ridge and Councillor Brandon Tozzo, who seconded the motion, found this strayed too far from the original intention to move forward with the name change.
The amendment is contrary to the intention of the motion, which is to begin the renaming process. This is to change that to considering renaming. One may argue that actually could be called out of order, but I'm not going to do that.
I think this runs extremely contrary to that motion, and I think we kind of have to make a decision whether we want to go forward with this or whether we don't. And if we don't want to go forward with renaming the road, I think the option is just to vote it down. So I'm going to vote down this amendment.
The amendment was ultimately voted down, and the decision on whether to rename the road or leave it be was before council. Councillors McLaren and Glenn both agreed that satisfactory consensus has yet to be reached.
The answers that we're going to get have already been selected. It doesn't matter what Indigenous people now say. It doesn't matter what the residents now say. The motion has presumed that there's going to be a name change. And that is paternalistic.
It's a matter of how we go about doing this. And we have to consider the how as much as we consider the what. And maybe this is where this wasn't where we should have been. Maybe we should have had other conversations about it before the motion got to the floor. Maybe there should have been a broader bit of conversation between all of us about what this actually means. I actually think the likely outcome in the long run will be probably a name change, but one that the community will agree with. And consensus building matters in these situations. And I don't think that we're going to build consensus this way. I'm concerned, actually, that we might pit people against one another. So I think I'm going to vote against this motion on that basis alone, that if this how was different, I would have been able to support this.
However, Councillors Tozzo and Vincent Chinnani stressed the need to move forward.
There is a saying by an abolitionist that I rather like, that history, the arc of history is long and it bends towards justice. That's quite optimistic. I don't know if that's always true, because I think it needs to be nudged every now and again. And I think sometimes as political leaders, we have to take that risk and nudge it along the way and try to do the right thing and have some form of justice, however that may be.
So I am going to vote in favor of this, because I think it's important to right wrongs that were done in the past. Even though the intent was good, to me, it feels like in today's society, you have to make that change to move forward, and then have, and so people can feel like they heal. I've talked to a lot of people, and this is a very derogatory word, and there was people surprised that this is even the name of a street here.
Ridge capped off the discussion reading a letter from a resident of Indian Road.
I am not a cancel culture person, and I am not saying that we need to pretend the word Indian doesn't exist. But what I do believe is that having a street in your city named after a word that has come to have derogatory connotation for most people is not a way to commemorate Indigenous history or celebrate current Indigenous communities. I fully support changing the name to something beautiful that has accurate historical and current meanings. I think what most residents are wary of are the administrative hurdles of changing everything related to your address. The city needs to walk residents through this and make it as streamlined and easy as possible. But inconvenience should not be a reason to keep the current name. I really see this as a microcosm of reconciliation in general. We should not be held back because the task seems too expensive or complicated. I love our street. It is home to wonderful people. I want a name that reflects this.
In the end, council voted 7-3 to rename the road. City staff will begin the consultation process for choosing a new name and report back by mid-2026. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.